Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 6th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Prepare these messages each weekday morning. And our goal remains as we begin this series for the new year to encourage others all over the world with messages that we hope will touch your heart. Today's message is titled, God Cares for You. Two scripture texts are used, one with the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 6, verse 26, actually from the Sermon on the Mount, and the other are the words of the Apostle Peter from 1 Peter 5, verse 7.
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you.
As Brooksine and I have gotten older, our interests have changed. When we were in our 20s and probably even early 30s, we were serious tennis players. We often played late into the night, and once we even played on New Year's Day in northern Pennsylvania in sub-freezing weather as we carefully dodged the icy patches on the tennis courts. Now, we've both become avid bird watchers. Well, binoculars and all, and I don't see them at our desk right now, but usually they're nearby. She more than I. We have an assortment of bird feeders, and when we get caught up from a recent trip, Brooksine will likely prepare peanut butter and seed-covered pine cones and suet feeders. We get a nice day. I know she'll be doing that. She'll strategically place them where we can watch the birds enjoy our treats through the window of our home office, right here where we prepare today's message. In fact, we have a photo today. It was not taken this morning. In fact, it's still dark when we prepare the message, but it was taken from this very location of a cardinal enjoying some of our feed. Well, she studied the variety of birds and how to attract certain species. In fact, when we were at Bass Pro Shop several days ago, we considered buying a device that played the various bird songs. We enjoy cooperating with the Heavenly Father and caring for these tiny creatures. Well, from our home we see red cardinals, which we often see, however, normally over at our neighbor's house, gray slated juncos, purple finches, downy woodpeckers, and many other varieties that make for a real show, particularly when we have snow.
What meticulous care God exercises to provide for the birds. But consider how much greater value we are to God than these birds. Jesus said so. Are you not much more valuable than they? Those are His words. The one who has so marvelously provided for the birds of the air is certainly more interested in those He made in His own image. How can we help but sing, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
But it's our keen awareness that our particulars of the future are undisclosed to us that often leads our thinking to turn into worry. It's been said that worrying may shorten one's life, but not as quickly as it once did. The ancestor of the word worry in an old English word, wirgan, literally meant to strangle. Its Middle English descendant, wirian, kept this sense and developed the new sense to kill or injure by biting and shaking, much like a wolf or a dog might attack and slowly kill a sheep.
Well, worrying in some ways resembles the ancestry of these old English words, in that worry can feel like a slow but persistent strangling of hope or a bright outlook toward the future. Jesus, in the same context of our daily verse, said, Oh, you of little faith! We lack trust in our Heavenly Father when we look to our own strength or limited resources instead of His loving care and unlimited provisions.
God's love for us is abundantly demonstrated in the way He cares and provides for His creation, for the birds, for instance. My prayer is that you will experience the wonderful peace of God today and throughout this year, as you rest in the divine care of our loving Heavenly Father. Worry can be such a detriment in our walk of faith, and it will definitely rob us of the peace that God intends for His children. Perhaps today you will want to personalize this truth by properly proclaiming, I will not be afraid, for I am worth more than many sparrows. And you most certainly are.
Today, we want the birds to be a lesson that indeed our Heavenly Father cares and provides for our needs. Some of you listening to us today are beset by worries. These may be legitimate concerns, since our ability to consider and prepare for the future is a God-given dimension of our humanity. But when a thought about uncertainties of the future brings on stress or anxiety, the problem lies with us and not with God.
For part of the abundant life that Christ gives to the believer is the peace that our Heavenly Father cares and provides for our every need. Our prayer is that each reader is filled with God's wonderful, customized assurance today. We conclude our message with the words of a great song that we like called His Eye is on the Sparrow, and that is posted in the text. But I'm going to ask Brooksine to go ahead and read our daily prayer right now.
Let's pray. Father, along with the psalmist David, we pray for relief from our distress. We pray that the light of your face would shine upon us. For you have filled our hearts with greater joy than when grain and new wine abound. You give us a sense of security when we lie down, so that we can sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make us dwell in safety. We lie down and sleep, and we wake again because you sustain us. We will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against us on every side. From you, O God, comes deliverance, and you shower your blessings upon your people. Thank you for caring for us, for sustaining us, and for providing for us. Amen. If you read over Psalm 3 and 4, I selected some verses and adapted that for our prayer today.
Amen. That's a powerful selection of scriptures. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are preparing this message very early in the morning, just after 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 6th of January, 2009. We have an early meeting today, in fact, 8 o'clock, and it's about an hour away, so we're getting the message off early today. We do have a photo of a card on the site today, taken from the site we mentioned in the message, and also a version of that song, His Eye is on the Sparrow, as well as one of Brooksine's hymn stories. If you're interested, you can link to that from her site today. But Brooksine has one more thought today.
Well, I jotted this down, and I believe it was D.L. Moody. I'm not absolutely sure. But he said once, I can go to heaven in second class, which is, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. Or I can go to heaven in first class, which is, I will trust in you. Well, we do make a choice, don't we? And I prefer first class, not just when I'm afraid, but I want to always trust in the Lord.
Me too. Yesterday I showed a photo of a picture of Brooksine holding hands with a bear. Made it a little quiz and asked, it told you it was in a store, but where was it? Actually, it was at a Bass Pro Shop near Richmond, Virginia, that we were visiting on our trip last week. Several, in fact, most readers guessed Cabela's, which we also have in our area. And it could have been Cabela's. I think Cabela's has the wild animals, too. And as I pondered, it could have also been L.L. Bean, at least up at their flagship store in Freeport, Maine. But it happened to be a Bass Pro Shop, which those kind of sports stores are amongst my favorite places to go. Well, thanks again for joining us today. May you be encouraged and stay faithful to the one who's always faithful to us. Thank you.